Careful, Joe.
Alright, we're around 10, right?
Yeah.
It's National 2015, Penn A, and UCSD. UCSD. Second.
For the bike.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later. I didn't write anything.
Do you want? What interesting.
What's the title? He asked on Jay Louis Lafayette, was the American history?
Alright, everyone ready? Alright, plus one. At one point in this opera, the music shifts from major to minor key after the title character is slapped by his wife. It's a soprano starts doubling the wages of her husband's, of her new husband's household servant shortly after seeing a marital agreement brought by the notary Carlino, causing her husband to angrily sing the aria San Tradito. The overture to this opera, which begins with a melody played by a solo cello that is later picked up by the winds, samples the themes from the from two later arias entitled So Angio la Virtù Magica and Come Gentio. In Bella Siccome un Angelo, a character invents an imaginary sister who has...
Don Pasquale.
Yeah, bonus. These works often include historiated initials, which are paintings contained within large letters. For example, each name these medieval artworks whose name reflects the fact that their text is accompanied by lavish illustrations, such as in Books of Hours.
Illuminated manuscript.
Saints Edrif illustrated this manuscript with a geometric and zoomorphic ornamentation style. Produced at a namesake monastery, this gospel book is a leading example of Hiberno-Saxon art along with Book of Kells.
Wait, Lindisfarne.
Go.
Lindisfarne?
Say that again?
Lindisfarne?
Yeah. Producers of illuminated manuscripts sometimes copied over previous texts to conserve parchment, thereby creating this type of work. Scientists have digitally imaged one of these works featuring treatises by Archimedes.
Palimpsest.
Yes. Third one. Cost of two. Historians who have written studies of this battle include Harold Hayden Nelson and Hans Godick. This battle's winning commander ignored his general's advice to approach from either Zefti or Tanakh, choosing instead to risk ambush by leading his armies single file through.
This is the Battle of Megiddo?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just that.
Right behind you.
An immersion is a differential map between two of these structures whose derivative is injective everywhere. For 10 points each, name these structures whose projections into Euclidean space are called charts. These topological spaces locally resemble Euclidean space in all points, and differentiable ones are smooth enough for calculus to be done with them.
Manifolds?
I think it's an atlas.
Okay, say what you
answer.
Want.
Manifold.
Yeah. Sard's lemma states that the set of critical points from a manifold or function with this property to another manifold or function with this property is the null set. These functions are, these functions and these manifolds are infinitely differentiable.
So smooth.
That makes sense.
Smooth.
Yeah. For an n-dimensional Riemannian manifold, this operator converts alternating k-forms to n-k-forms and is used to define the codifferential. Along with the exterior derivative, it is used to define the gradient and curl.
Is that an inner product or outer product, maybe?
No, on the exterior derivative.
Answer.
Vibration.
It's a hot star.
Hot star. Damn.
Toss of three. It's not temperature, but this quantity has a linear relationship with the relative wavelength shift of a fiber Bragg grating. Tuning this quantity can greatly increase the spontaneous polarization and transition temperature in of a ferroelectric thin film. This quantity's time derivative is the symmetric component of the gradient of the velocity field. This quantity's value is constrained by the Saint-Venant compatibility equations. This quantity is the independent variable of Holleman's equation, in which it is raised to a namesake hardening exponent. A common device for measuring this quantity consists of a patterned strip of Constantin alloy connected to a Wheatstone bridge, which gives this quantity as the relative
resistance.
As the relative change in resistance divided by the gauge factor. This quantity is localized when necking occurs, and it lies on the x-axis of a curve whose slope equals Young's modulus in the elastic region. For next one, name this tensor quantity that measures the local deformation of a body in response to stress.
Strain tensor.
Yep. Bonus. This god lives in a mountain cave at Cimmeria, and his servants include Ergia and the Onogroi, who some sources say are his sons. For 10 points each, name this Greek god, a brother of Thanatos, who obtained Pasthea as his wife in exchange for helping Hera by using his powers to make Zeus fall asleep.
So, Hypnos.
Makes sense.
Hypnos and Thanatos returned the body of this man, an ally of the Trojans, who fought alongside his cousin Glaucus to his homeland of Lycia after Patroclus killed him.
Sarpedon.
This member of the Oneroi is a personification of nightmares who appears in dreams as various monsters. His two brothers are Morpheus and Phantasos.
Is Phantasos. Chimera?
Phobodur, 21. Toss 4. A terrible translation of this work in which the word for social class was translated as whale was written by Reverend Charles Swan. A particularly lyrical passage in this novel addresses figures springing from the waters and rising to the sky, that farewell to the mountains describes the thoughts of a character in this novel crossing the Adda. A riot at the bakery of the Crutches is blamed on a character in this novel who hides from the authorities by pretending to be a silk weaver named Antonio at his cousin Bartolo's mill. After seeing pilgrims on the road seeking out Cardinal Borromeo, a character in this novel repents for his sins. Doctor Azza.
So it is betrothed.
Yes, bonus. Answer the following about some plays that, like Equus, were nominated for the 1975 Tony Award for Best Play, but unlike Equus, didn't win for 10 points each. This play opens with a mute scene in which its two main characters shovel dirt into piles at each other's feet. Later, those two characters spend a lot of time rehearsing for a performance of Sophocles' Antigone.
So it's the island, like by Fugard, is that right?
Okay.
Island?
Yeah. In this play by the author of The Island, the title character sends his wife a letter and a photo taken in Style Studio after assuming the identity of one Robert Zwelinzima to get a work seeker's permit.
His wife Bonsi is dead.
John Canny and Winston Tishona were co-winners of the Best Leading Actor Tony for their work in The Island Is His Way, Bonsi Is Dead, on which they collaborated with this South African author of Master Carol and the Boys.
3 points.
Toss 5. This text notes that a tree may be referred to as a seven-leaved when it does not when it does not actually have seven leaves to explain the title of one of its sections. Another section of this text enumerates 9 types of doubts that people may have concerning gains and losses. This text refutes the opinion of the Lotea Tigas that religious ordinances should not be observed and argues that the title concept is worthy of scholarly discussion even though it is common to all creatures. This text recommends that Dharma be practiced mainly during old age, while Artha and the title concept should be practiced mainly during youth and middle age, and it classifies women as either deer, mares, or elephants. This text, written by Vatsaya
Kama Sutra?
Yes. But the Malaysian government pays about $1,700 each year to the heirs of the state's rulers for 10 points each. Name this sultanate founded by Sharif ul Hasim that lasted from 1405 to 1915. Moro pirates operating in this sultanate harassed the Spanish for centuries, prompting operations like the Balan Wing Wee expedition.
Or, I don't know,
Mataram.
Sulu. The Sultan of the Sulu, like other empires in Southeast Asia, such as the Srivaja and Majapahit, was this kind of state. This term refers to a largely maritime state that has little inland territory but dominates a particular sea region.
Thalassocracy.
What?
Thalassocracy.
Yes. With the decline of the slave trade in the 19th century, the Sulu Sultanate switched its focus to this lucrative industry. The Gulf of Mannar was a historical center of this industry, which required workers to free dive for oysters.
Pearl industry.
20 points. Toss-up 6. Armor made by this character that was immune to steel and iron weapons was used successfully by her sons until an old man revealed that the armor had a weakness to stones. Those sons of this character were attempting to take revenge for the horse-trampling death of their sister, who was accused of having an affair with Randver. This character attempts to commit suicide by holding stones and jumping into the sea, but the waves carry her to the kingdom of Janakar, who she marries. In one source, this mother of Hamdir, Sorli, and Svanhild is hacked up by Hildebrand, the mentor of Dietrich of Fern, after she decapitates Hagen. In another source, she takes revenge for her murdered family by killing her sons Erp and Etil and feeding them to the murderer, her second husband, Atli. In the... What?
Gudrun?
Yes. It's Gudrun bonus. For number one teach, answer the following about modal arguments in refuting physicalism. This early modern philosopher gives an argument against physicalism in the 6th of his meditations, since he can imagine his mind existing without a body, so it is possible to exist without a body, and thus his mind is non-physical. Answer?
Descartes.
Yeah. David Chalmers more convincingly argues against physicalism by positing the existence of these entities, which are physically identical to conscious beings but lack consciousness.
Zombies.
Yeah. In the last set of, in the last of this set of lectures, its author gives an intricate modal argument against physicalism, since it is entirely possible to imagine a mental state without its corresponding physical state, using the example of pain and C-fiber firing. Answer.
Philosophy in the mirror.
Naming and necessity, 20 points. Toss-up 7. According to many scholars, this document's critique of common law was drawn from contemporary jurist Elijah Hurlboot, and it borrowed language from the minister Samuel May. Prior to approval of this document, the town supervisor Ansel Bascom read a speech she prepared with a student named Samuel Tillman, and Thomas McClintock read several passages from Blackstone's legal commentaries. Reportedly drafted on a table donated by Richard Hunt, the central portion of this document claims that the prerogative of Jehovah himself has been usurped and lists several more injuries. Signed at the Wesleyan Methodist Chapel, this document claims that a certain group becomes civilly dead in the eyes of the law upon marriage. It was signed in 1848 by a group including Martha Wright, James Mott, Frederick Douglass, and his primary...
Declaration of Sentiments.
Yes. Phospholipase A2 cleaves a membrane glycerophospholipid to generate this molecule, which is often synthesized from a dietary linoleic acid in a complex process involving delta 5 and delta 6 desaturases for input each. Name this compound that is the precursor to eicosanoids.
Arachidonic acid.
Yep. Bodybuilders love arachidonic acid because its namesake cascade promotes this immune process, for which T is signaled by cytokines like TNF-alpha. NSAIDs help inhibit this process, in which tissues swell and become warmer.
Inflammation.
Yep. NSAIDs work by inhibiting one of these enzymes, which adds two equivalents of the namesake molecule to an arachidonic acid to synthesize prostanoids.
So,
Toss up 8. These compounds can be produced from alkynes and nitrones using a copper catalyst in the Kinugasa reaction. One of these compounds reacts with an alcohol in the tail addition step of the Nicolu-Tolu synthesis of taxol. These compounds can be produced from ketenes and the Staudinger synthesis, and one example of them was first synthesized by John C. Sheehan. A class of enzymes which breaks down one type of these compounds can be inhibited by clavulanate, and is exemplified by MDM1.
So, lactams.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bonus.
Nice.
This church founder, Amy McPherson, may have a fake twin kidnapping to get publicity for 10 points each, added by this Pentecostal church,
yeah,
whose numerical name comes from its belief in Christ's ministry as Savior, Baptizer, Healer, and soon coming King.
The Foursquare Gospel.
Yeah. The revival name for this street in Los Angeles is often cited as the beginning of the Pentecostal movement. That revival was led by William Seymour, starting at in 1906 at the Apostolic Faith Gospel Mission.
Azusa Street Revival.
Yep. The early history of Pentecostalism is marked by a split over this doctrine, which says that satisfaction occurs at the time of conversion. This doctrine, developed by William Durham, is opposed to the Wesleyan idea of Christian perfection. Answer.
Sola fide.
Finished work.
Finished work.
Toss up 9. This character was the first stranger to whom his friend's daughter held out her chubby arms, and that friend's son requests, "Kiss this character for me," while dying. This character's superior is described as a fellow of delicacy in contrast to this fellow of no delicacy, who tells his love interest that she has been the last dream of my soul. In this man's first appearance, he spends most of a trial staring lazily up at the courtroom ceiling before he tosses a piece of paper to his boss, Mr. Stryker. In a conversation analogized to a game of cards, this character, who is often compared to a jackal, plays his ace by threatening to denounce the spy John Barsad. People remark that this man's face was the peacefulest ever beheld after this man's death, which occurs shortly after he kisses a seamstress.
Sidney Carlton.
What?
Sidney Carlton.
Yeah.
Wait.
He said that wrong.
He said that wrong. He said Carlton.
That's not what I heard.
Is that what you said?
To be honest, yeah.
Mine's fine.
Yeah,
which occurs shortly after he kisses a seamstress and thinks about how he has facilitated the happy life of Lucy Manette and Charles Darnay. But I'm going to name this man...
Carton.
Yeah,
my bad.
Bonus. The servant, Janet, says of this character's wanderlust, she was always like a crazed body of moonlit nights. There was never any keeping her within the four walls of a house. For 10 points each, none of this woman whose virtues are compared to that of the Native American Maga Wiska. She ends up with Everell Fletcher at the end of an early American novel by Catherine Maria Sedgwick.
What novel?
Answer.
Romola.
This is Hope Leslie. Hope Leslie is set in the colony that became this modern-day state. Captivity narrative author Mary Rawlinson and Magnalia Christie Americana author Cotton Mather both lived in the colony that became this modern state.
Massachusetts.
Hope Leslie is often considered an example of domestic fiction, which itself is a subgenre of this literature in which feelings replaced events as the crux of the novel. Little Women is often classified as one of these novels.
Sentimental.
20 points. Toss of 10. In a letter, this work's creator insisted that the landscape and the central action of this painting existed only in the imagination, which is why both are depicted unnaturally and disproportionately. The artist's close friend, Emile Bernard, claimed that the idea for this painting was stolen from one of his earlier works, which depicts women in a meadow. Inspired by Vincent van Gogh's copy of Hiroshige's plum trees, the artist chose to insert a large diagonal tree trunk.
Enough for the sun.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Bonus. This is school historiography. Generally saw reconstructions of failed era of American history and included men like Walter Fleming and J.G. Hamilton. For that point, teaching this historian, named for a historian at Columbia University who began teaching in the late 20th century, this school of students often wrote about the injuries inflicted upon the South in the wake of the Civil War.
Dunning.
Yeah. The Dunning School helped to popularize words like scalawag into this term, which describes northern Yankees who moved south after the Civil War and settled there sometimes by purchasing plantations on the cheap.
Carpetbaggers.
This historian, who has been at Columbia since 1982, is a fierce critic of the Dunning School. His recent books include The Pulitzer Winning, The Fiery Trial, Abraham Lincoln and American Slavery, and Gateway to Freedom, The Hidden History of the Underground Railroad.
Genovese.
Answer?
Genovese.
This is Eric Foner, 20 points.
Oh,
Mr.
Foner.
And that's
right.
Half.
Right.
210,
yep.
120 UCSD
classes.
Alright, plus 11. A book by this author has 8 sections and chapters, such as the Wall of Indifference and a tendency of prophets to a minimum. That book by him cites Aries' theory of the tides for the notion that just because accuracy in a field of study may be limited, it does not affect the fundamental character of the science as mathematical. That 1871 work by this thinker uses the lowest rank of feelings to make an argument refuting the labor theory of value. Another of his books argues that an increase in the efficiency of energy production actually causes an increase, not decrease, in consumption. An early work by this thinker suggests that business cycles were linked to sunspots. A work by him on diminishing marginal utility was written 6 years after his The Coal Question, which contains...
Jevons.
Yes. Bonus. The sculptor John Flaxman worked in this artist's workshop and his colleague Thomas Bentley, with whom this man created the George Stubbs-inspired Horse Frightened by a Lion. For 10 points each, name this English artist who, known primarily for his use of barium sulfate for the development of his jasperware pottery. Outside of the pottery, he made this most famous for his abolitionist medallion depicting a slave and the caption, "Am I not a man and a brother?"
Wedgwood.
Wedgwood's jasperware pottery bears a light shade of this color, which is also common in porcelain that uses cobalt oxide to render this color. Many Chinese pottery pieces are white in this color.
Blue.
Yeah. Wedgwood was greatly influenced by and created a replica of this Roman artifact, a cameo glass vase with depictions of possibly mythological or historical figures resting under trees. It is named for Duchess Margaret Bentinck, whose son loaned it to the British Museum. It's a Portland vase, 20 points. Toss up 12. Fibrillin 1 contains a type of epidermal growth factor-like domain which binds to this element. Low levels of this element can be indicated by tightening a blood pressure cuff onto the brachial artery, which leads to a carpal spasm called the hand of the obstetrician. Levels of this element in cells can be measured using a corin. This element regulates
calcium.
That's right. Bonus. In December 2014, Security Chief Zhao Yongkang lost a power struggle and was expelled from this organization by the Central Committee for Discipline Inspection, signaling a turn away from conservatism. For 10 points each, name this political party in which the CCDI recently led an anti-corruption purge against tigers and flies supported by its current General Secretary Xi Jinping.
The Chinese Communist Party?
Yes. Xi's centralization of power and his movement away from collective leadership of Hu Jintao justified the application of this informal title that refers to the true holder of power within the CCP. This term was first applied to Deng Xiaoping, who led China without holding the title of president or general secretary.
Paramount leader.
Yep. Xi has created several new instances of these ad hoc bodies, such as one for comprehensively deepening reforms. These bodies bring together party experts and technocrats to formulate and find ideological justifications for policy directions. They generate fengxin, or general principles, rather than zhang che, or concrete policies.
Are these like Politburo standing committees?
Maybe.
Okay, Politburo standing committees.
It's called leading groups, 20 points. 2013. This event is the subject of 75 sculptures of nude women by Suze Lowenstein, as well as a documentary film, The Maltese Double Cross. In 2007, Ulrich Lumpert admitted to lying at the trial that followed this event, where he and Edwin Bollier were asked to identify a Mabo MST-13 timer. Syracuse University gives remembrance scholarships to 35 students each year to commemorate this event. Prior to this event, the U.S. Embassy in Helsinki received an anonymous phone call warning. The trial that followed this event hinged on the testimony of Maltese clothes shop owner Tony Gauci and ended with the conviction of Abdel Basit al-Megrahi, who was released...
The 1993 WTO attack?
No, who was released from jail in 2009 to die of prostate cancer in his home country of Libya. It was ended by the December 21st, 1988 terrorist attack that killed all 259 people on board Pan Am Flight 103 and 11 residents of the namesake Scottish town where they claimed...
Lockerbie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonus. This linguist introduced a namesake cycle that explains how the expression of negation has evolved over time in languages and negation in English and other languages. For Netflix each, and was pioneering Danish linguist who authored the philosophy of grammar and specialized in the study of English grammar.
What are you asking?
Yeah, he's Danish.
Sure, Rasmussen.
Jespersen. Otto Jespersen theorized and coined the name for this process, describing a major change of pronunciation from Middle English to Modern English. During this process, two of the namesake sounds became a diphthong.
Great.
Jespersen was a proponent of this theory, which claims that there is an inherent relationship between an audible component and meaning. So Serre opposed this theory by arguing those components have no inherent meaning.
Is this what binding theory is?
No.
Okay.
It's like a deep
answer.
Structure. Deep structure.
Sound symbolism. 10 points. Toss of 14. The voice of one of this poet's speakers falls dead a foot from his own lips and as he cries out to a vessel. The speaker of that poem looks far out into the pregnant night where he can hear a solemn booming gun, and the poem begins by noting how out in the sky the dark clouds are massing, and ends each stanza with the repeated words, passing, passing. The line, the way and quit dat noise, Miss Lucy, from this poet's When Melindy Sings, exemplifies his use of dialect in poems he classified as minors to contrast with the normal language majors in one collection. Another poem by this man invites the world to dream otherwise, while the speakers resort to an object that hides our cheeks and...
Dunbar.
Yes. In the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle, Britain returned to this city to France in exchange for Madras for 10 points each. In the city on Cape Breton Island that Duchesne bombed, surrendered to New England colonists after a 47-day siege in 1745, the leader of the winning side, William Pepperell, became the first American baronet.
Louisburg.
Yeah. That siege of Louisburg was the pivotal battle of King George's War, the North American phase of this global conflict. Its other theaters included the War of Jenkins' Ear in the Caribbean and the First and Second Silesian Wars.
Austrian succession.
This Catholic priest assisted the French forces during King George's War by organizing Acadian and Mi'kmaq militias. A guerrilla war named for this father pitted his forces against British settlers beginning in 1749 and was sparked by the founding of Halifax.
So, is it Father Lelutra or is the other
or
one?
Rails.
Answer?
Father Rails.
Lelutra.
Damn it.
15. This piece was premiered using soloist Felix Salmond, though the performance was met with scathing reviews after conductor Albert Coates wasted rehearsal time at the composer's expense. This work's Adagio third movement concludes with a lyrical melody in D-flat major before transitioning into the more imposing B-flat minor opening of the finale without pause. This piece's Adagio Moderato first movement opens with a recitative on the solo instrument followed immediately by a short cadenza. The six-bar main theme of this piece is then first carried by the violas in 9/8 time before it is echoed by the soloist. This piece was first recorded electronically with soloist Beatrice Harrison, though its most famous performance was conducted by John Barbaroli and recorded by a 20-year-old female soloist. For no points, I don't know if this piece popularized by Jacqueline.
Elgar's cello concerto.
That's right. Bonus. The multipath term in this equation is independent of the flow velocity. For 10 points each, name this equation, which describes a band broadening by expressing the height equivalent of a theoretical plate as the sum of eddy diffusion, longitudinal diffusion, and mass transfer terms.
Fence key.
So the Van-Teamter equation. The Van-Teamter equation is used for analysis of the column form of this technique, in which a mixture is separated by passing a mobile phase through a stationary phase.
Chromatography.
Yep. The general elution problem in the gas chromatography can be solved by programming this quantity. Answer.
Height.
Temperature. Yes. 10 points. We can score check.
$280 for Penn, yep. $165 for UCSD.
Yep. Great.
All right, TOSM 16. The academic study of one of these texts is the subject of an essay by Jean-Jacques Wartenberg that seeks to determine whether there is a standard methodology for writing them. One of these texts states that that distinct black and white threads represent the darkness of the night and the lightness of the day, while another notes that Jesus cannot be held accountable for being deified after his death and therefore is not part of the firewood of hell made from inanimate objects of worship. These texts are called Daria when they are... when they are based on ijtihad, or independent reasoning, and they are called riwaya when they are based on sources like the Tabi'un and Sahaba. Authors of these texts, exemplified by al-Zamarshari and al-Tabiri, are known as mufassirin.
Yeah.
To be considered authoritative, those authors of these texts must have mastered 15 fields of study, among which are fiqh and classical Arabic. These works include tawil and tafsir, but I'm going to identify these texts that explain the meanings and passages from the only book of Islam.
So like Quran exegesis?
Yes.
Quran.
Yeah.
Bonus. This poem opens, what hope of once more meeting is there now in the still clothed bosoms of this day? And it was supposedly written after its author's proposal to Ulrich von Libitzau was declined for an FYT. Name this poem that laments how immortals urged me to those lips with rapture crowned, deserted me, and hurled me to the ground. Answer.
Hyperion.
This is the Marian Bad Elegy. And in this poem by the author of the Marian Bad Elegy, a boy being carried on horseback by his father claims to be seeing and hearing things that his father can't sense. On their arrival at home, the boy is dead, presumably killed by the title otherworldly feature. The Marian Bad Elegy and Der Erkolning were written by this German poet of West Eastern Divan, who is more famous for writing the Sorrows of Young Werther. 20 points. Toss up 17. A model of this process includes an ad hoc spike term that Drake, Emmett, Cal, and Tony added to the BBV formula. Another model of this process uses an equation with empirical constants determined by the Bayer, Peter, and Moeller to calculate a dimensionless function defined by Hans Albert Einstein. The Ruse number determines the manner in which this process occurs. The Exner equation quantifies the conservation of mass during this process. The threshold at which this process begins can be found by plotting the explicit particle Reynolds number versus the boundary shear stress on a Shields diagram. Saltation is a form...
So, like, it's sediment transport by rivers?
Yeah. Okay. Bonus. Armando Diaz followed up his success at the Piave River with victory at this battle in late 1918 for 10 points each. Name this battle fought exactly 1 year after Caporetto, which led directly to the armistice of Villa Giusti. This battle marked the end of World War I on the Italian front.
Vittorio Veneto.
Yeah. The Battle of Vittorio Veneto spurred the collapse of this ethnically diverse empire ruled by a dual monarchy, which was thus pushed out of Italy.
Austria.
Yeah. The Battle of Caporetto is alternatively named for being the 12th battle of the Italian Front Wars to be fought on this river known as the Emerald of Beauty for its frothy green water. Yeah, that's
right.
Toss up 18. This book includes an analysis of Robert Flood's view that there is an evil component in God in a chapter about conflicts and medieval thought. Its chapter on sufficient reason argues that Leibniz's theory of monads illustrates his belief that God is not responsible for creation. This 1936 book is a collection of 11 of its author's William James lectures and draws on its author's earlier primitivism and related ideas in antiquity. This study argues that Aristotle was the first to articulate the belief that intermediate things between two things will always exist, which it calls the principle of continuity. That principle, along with the idea that all things are not self-contradictions, will always exist, which is called the principle of plenitude, is used to examine the Alexander Pope-inspired title concept. For employees, name this analysis of the hierarchical principle throughout intellectual history, authored by Arthur Lovejoy.
Great champion.
That's right. What else? This composer created the motet Ave Maria, Virgo Serena, and he dedicated his nymphs, the boys, to the memory of his teacher, Johann Ockeghem, for 10 points each. And about this Renaissance composer, the central member of the Franco-Flemish school, he wrote the Missa Hercules Du Ferrere for his patron, Ercole I, and composed a pair of masses based on the tune La Homme Armé.
Josquin.
Yep. This Josquin motet was dedicated to Savonarola and is composed in the Phrygian mode. The title is a biblical quote that figures heavily in Savonarola's In Felix Ego.
Need a biblical quote. I don't know the piece.
Answer.
My God, why have you forsaken me?
This is Miserere made Deus. Another famous Miserere was composed for the Tenebrae service at the Sistine Chapel by this Italian composer, then later illegally transcribed from memory by Mozart. This is a member of the Roman school, wrote one of the earliest string quartets. Answer.
Do fine.
It's Allegri, 10 points.
Oh, fuck.
Toss up 19. Three brothers who
ruled this. Oh, sorry, that was an accident.
Paul.
That's definitely an accident.
Yep. Three brothers who ruled this polity had the awesome nicknames Achilles, Iron Tooth, and the Alchemist. The Treaty of Elterville ended a civil war in this polity that pitted the creature False Waldemar against Louis I of Wittelsbach dynasty. This polity's founder won a succession war after the death of the Hevelide prince, Pribislav Henry, and made a red eagle its heraldic symbol. That member of the House of Ascania created this polity out of the Northern March and was named Albert the Bear.
Saxony.
This polity gained control of Regensburg and Cleves-Mark in the Treaty of Xanten under a ruler whose daughter Maria Eleonora married Gustavus Adolphus. That margrave of this polity, John Sigismund, was the grandfather of Frederick William, the Great Elector, the influence in this polity in present-day northeastern Germany that formed a personal union with the Duchy of Prussia during the 17th century.
Silesia?
It's Brandenburg.
Yeah, it was from there.
Last also. One novel by this author abruptly ends with a colon as a philosopher teacher Ulysses is about to speak. Another novel by this author, a man shows off his strength to a woman by lifting her over his head with one hand, but then drops her into the mud. Another novel by this author centers on a woman who lives on a diet of hot dogs and Coca-Cola and dies just after visiting the fortune teller Madame Carlotta when she is hit by a yellow Mercedes. In a short story by this author, the explorer Marcel Prittre writes a newspaper article about a pregnant the koala woman who is 45 centimeters tall. This author of The Smallest Woman in the World wrote a...
Sorry,
wrote a novel whose title character has an existential crisis in the abandoned room of her maid Janir after slamming the wardrobe door on a
Inspector.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it runs like the Heisenberg model, the Hamiltonian for this model equals minus an interaction constant times the sum over all nearest neighbors I and J of the spin I times the spin J minus the external field times the sum of all the spins for 10 points each. Then this model from statistical mechanics, which considers a lattice of interacting spins in two dimensions. This model predicts the existence of a phase transition.
Icing.
Yep. When the icing model is analyzed using this type of theory, the Hamiltonian is simplified by considering one non-interacting spin in an external field, which represents the interactions due to other spins.
So, like, what you do in B-field theory. B-field?
Yeah. The icing model is often used to analyze this phenomenon, in which a material's electron spin aligns to produce a permanent magnetization when it is below the Curie point.
Ferromagnetism.
Yeah, that's it. Let's say the game.
370 for Penn, 190 for UCSD.